Last time we were together, we began a study entitled Take Away the Stone. And our text was the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 38 to 45. And we're going to finish up today, but before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the great God that thou art. We thank you for this opportunity to open up thy very words. We pray you'd bless the study today. We pray that you would bless the listener, bless the saint of God, that they would be encouraged and strengthened and built up in the things of thee, Father. And we pray if there's a lost soul listening today that's never trusted Jesus Christ, shed blood and nothing else, to pay for all their sins, past, present, and future, and secure them a home in heaven, that this would be the very day from a heart of faith that they call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, call upon his name, and to be glorious saved. Father, we ask you will to have your will in your way in our study today, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. So last time we began to look at Lazarus, the story on the account of Lazarus. He's dead, he's in the cave. We're trying to make some spiritual applications of that, and we saw where one is dead, amen, physically dead, it's also a picture of being spiritually dead, amen. And then we saw how that stone at the opening of the cave was blocking the light from coming in, see? And we saw that most of mankind is in darkness, the light of the glorious gospel. The light of this world, Jesus Christ, is kept from shining through. Amen. People are kept from hearing the truth and knowing how to be saved through the God of this world. He blinds. Amen. He blinds people. He doesn't want them to have to see the light and let the image of God shine through unto them and to be saved and know the truth and have the light to fill their lives. The light of this world, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we began, and we saw last time how that stone was a hindrance, was it not, or a barrier, or a circumstance, to allow the light to come in. Amen. Just like there are barriers and circumstances and hindrances in our lives that keep mankind from allowing that light to come in, the truth to come in, the light of the world to come in. And we saw that's the devil's business. He blinds the minds of them which believe not. Because if they believe, they believe the preaching of the word of God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, then the light will come in and they'll know the truth. But he doesn't want them. He wants to take as many with him to that lake of fire. Amen. And we saw that we began to look at some of these hindrances in individual lives that keep the light from coming in, from the truth, the light of the world, Jesus Christ, to coming into a person's life. And we saw that was, one of them was unbelief. Amen. The failure to accept the work of Christ, that we may have life. Amen. And we want to pick up and see a second thing is religion. Amen. Religion. See, religion is the man-made rules and regulations that engulf the organized religious system of our day. See? Religion is a routine. Christ is a commitment. Amen. And religion has caused more people to turn away from the light. Amen. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 20 to 22, the words of God say this, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though the living in the world are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men. See? Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ If you're dead with Christ, you've been buried in his death, you've been crucified on that cross, then why do people continue to cling to their religion, which is a bunch of rules and regs, amen, that say, touch not, taste not, handle not. And as Paul says here, all religions perish. The only thing that remains is Bible Christianity. See? Religion is man-made. Religion says there's something you as an individual can do to be right with Almighty God, that you can earn your way to heaven. It's all based on works. Every religion except Bible Christianity has something that you individually can do to be right with God. Bible Christianity says you and I are sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. Amen. That's right. We all come short of that glory. Do we not? That's what there is none righteous. No, not one. That's what the Word of God says. But all religions will tell you, oh, there's something that you can do. Amen. And it all started back there. Amen. It's the religion of Cain. Is it not? It is the religion of Cain. Because Cain brought to God his man-made sacrifice because he was a tiller of the ground. Where Abel brought a lamb. He slayed the lamb. Amen. And brought it before God, and his sacrifice was accepted. Amen. Because something else had to be sacrificed. See? And in Cain's way, he brought of his fruits, of his labor, of his efforts. Well, God doesn't want any of that. We cannot approach God in that way, in a religious way. See? We can only come through the shed blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, and nothing else. See, we're saved by grace through faith. It's not of works. Amen. You can't save yourself. Amen. You can't. Because anything comes short, any of your efforts come short of the glory of God. Jesus Christ was the perfect sacrifice. He's the only sacrifice. God loved the world so much. What did he do? He gave his only begotten Son to come from the glories of heaven to this earth, to live a sinless life, to be crucified, to be condemned wrongly, to shed his precious blood. Why? So God could be appeased. See? So our sins could be forgiven. Another hindrance, amen, from people seeing the life is self-justification. People have the attitude, I'm just as good as they are. See? I'm just as good as that person is. But see, that's not what it's about, you being as good as that other person, because none of us are good. There's none righteous, no, not one. Self-righteousness, self-justification, amen, is saying, there's something that I can do myself to make myself righteous or right with God. Or justified with God. See? Another hindrance that can keep you and I, keep a human being from allowing the light to come in, that's a hindrance or a barrier or a circumstances, amen, or a situation, is denominations. See, many denominations feel theirs is the only right one and the only way to be saved. Amen. every religion, but again, I'm going to say all religions except Bible Christianity all have that element of works. Amen. Of works. See? There's something that you can do. There's something in the equation to be right with God, to be saved, that you can do. But what does the Bible say? There's only one way. Only one way. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And that's Jesus Christ. There's only one way. I don't care. You know, people say that attitude is not politically correct. But you see, my dear friend, God's not concerned with about being politically correct. Being politically correct would take you right to hell. Amen. There's only one way. There's only one way, and it's God's way to heaven. And that's through the shed blood of His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Many are the barriers to the light. And as Lazarus of himself could not remove the stone, neither can we. We cannot save ourselves, but Jesus can. When the people obeyed the Lord, the stone was rolled away. Now, next thing we want to see is to take away, amen. We saw that Lazarus was dead. Now, we want to see, take away the stone. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." You see, when the stone of unbelief is removed, we can be redeemed and experience the new birth. The Apostle Paul said that he could do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. In Christ, hindrances to the abundant life can be removed. Jesus reminded us of this. He said in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33, he says, These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, Christ was a victor over his circumstances. And if we allow our situations and circumstances to control us, guess what? We will experience defeat. It is only in Christ that we can remove the stone of circumstances and walk in the light. Amen. Then we want to see, finally, Lazarus come forth. In verse 43, amen, of John 11, Jesus said, it says there, "And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth." See? Just as the Lord called Lazarus individually, he calls every one of us individually, does he not? It's an individual invitation to come to him. It's individually for you, and it's individually for me. In Matthew 11, in verses 28 to 29, we read this, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Amen. You listening today, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, if you'll do that, he will give you rest. Are you tired of living in darkness, without the light, without the truth? Amen. Jesus promises if you will come to him, you that labor and are heavy laden by the worries and the problems and your sins, he promises to give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you, take my yoke. A yoke is a picture of servitude. He says, if you will serve me, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn my ways. Serve me. Learn my ways. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That's what many people need today, more than anything. They don't need more money. They don't need a bigger car, a bigger house. Amen. A bigger job. A great position. No. Mankind, each individual needs rest for his or her soul. Amen. And if you don't have the truth, you don't have the light. Amen. The devil's keeping you blinded to the truth, to the gospel, to the glorious light of the gospel. Amen. Then you do not have rest for your soul. Amen. You don't have the peace. If you're honest with yourself, you know there's something missing in your life. You don't have rest. You're tossed to and fro. You don't know where to go or what's going to happen from one moment to the next. You're worried about your retirement portfolio. Are you going to have enough when you retire? And on and on and on and on again. Or what's going to happen if so-and-so gets elected? Amen. Don't let the devil blind your mind from the light, from the truth. In Revelation 22, verse 17, we read this. In the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The water of life, Jesus Christ. Are you spiritually thirsty today? Your spiritual thirst can be quenched for time and eternity if you'll come to Jesus Christ, the light of this world, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus called Lazarus by name, and he calls each one of us by name. But unfortunately, not everyone hears or wants to hear. Amen. Yes, he calls everyone by name. But some people don't want to hear, or they choose not to hear. In Matthew 22, verse 14, the words of God remind us, for many are called, but few are chosen. In verse 44 of John 11, we are told, he that was dead came forth. Amen. In John chapter 6, verse 45, we read this, it is written in the prophets, that they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. There's an old saying that says this, there are none so blind as he who will not see. You see, there are many who choose not to see How? By not listening. If we obey his call, we too will come forth to new life. In John 11, in verses 25 and 26, the words of God say this. Jesus is speaking to Martha. He says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Though he were dead, yet shall he live. You may be dead spiritually, ungenerated. But in believing by faith, you can live spiritually regenerated. For whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. As a believer, having experienced new birth, we must continue to trust and obey, and we never die, and we'll never be in darkness. In verse 44, now deals with the one coming forth in a new life. Lazarus comes forth out of the grave, but it wasn't easy. Why? The Word of God says in verse 44 that Lazarus was bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. As we have seen, the stone was a barrier to life. Here we see the grave clothes and napkin are a barrier in life. Amen. Where the stone hinders access of life, the grave clothes and napkins hinder our progress and how we view truth. See? The grave clothes were bindings that hindered Lazarus' walk. Satan is a professional at not only binding us, but binding us. In Luke chapter 13, in verses 11 through 16, we read of a woman who had an infirmity, and Jesus recognized her problem. He said in Luke 13, verse 16, he said this, And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Amen? See? Today, there are many forms of grave clothes that bind us today. One of them is religious tradition. Amen. Religious tradition, traditions that have been perpetuated since the Reformation, have hindered the progress of Christian growth. Jesus had this to say to the religious crowd of his day: why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? Amen. That's what religion is all about. Commandments of men and traditions. Amen. Look at any of the big religions today. They're full of man-made commandments and tradition. They put man's commandments, man's conditions, religious traditions above the Word of God. Jesus says in Matthew 15, 7 through 9, he says, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. In other words, Jesus is saying, yes, outwardly man appears to be religious, amen, and draweth nigh to me with their mouth, but in the heart there is where the truth is found. They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. See? They really don't love the Lord. Amen. They're just going through religious traditions. Amen. And following the commandments of men and not of God. Then, as we're looking at spiritualizing and see, there are many forms of grave clothes today that bind us. There's religious tradition, but there's also liberal false teachers. Paul, as he wrote to young Timothy, said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." See? That's where we're in that time right now, my friend. People don't want to hear sound doctrine. They want to have teachers that'll say things to make them feel good. Amen? Not only were the teachers not right, notice because of the grave clothes, the hearers were not right as well. That's why they wanted teachers that were not right, because they are not right themselves. That's what's going on today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 to 15, we read this. "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." See? Satan has his ministers. Satan is a religious being. His ministers are religious as well. And they look outwardly to be so religious and so right. Amen. And so righteous, but they're not. Amen. They're not. Satan's priority is to hinder God's people and lessen their effectiveness and cause them to lose their testimony. Amen. In verse 44, Jesus tells the people about to loose him, loose Lazarus, and let him go. The words of God instruct us to help and encourage each other. In Romans 14, verse 1, the words of God say this, "Him that is weak in faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputation." In Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest all also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." In Christ, we can be loosed from Satan's bindings. As Christians, be ready to assist others that they may grow in faith. And in verse 45 of John 11, we see that many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. The result of having the stone removed is a new life in Christ. The result of having the grave clothes removed is that many will believe in Christ. When the hindrances in our life are removed or overcome, we can claim the victory that Jesus accomplished for us. My friend, if you are still in the cave, the stone can be rolled away by heeding the Lord's call, "Come forth." If you are encumbered with religious grave clothes, you can be loosed and let go. Whatever you need, Christ is the answer. Trust Him today. As the Word of God says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Well, that concludes our lesson, "Take Away the Stone." If you'd enjoy this lesson, it's been a blessing. You can request it at the address given at the end of the broadcast. Again, this is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the pastor's study. My prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and Good day.